Hi, my name is Craig Revel-Horwood. Most people at home would know me as the evil judge on Strictly Come Dancing's BBC One show. A lot of people don't realise that I'm a theatre director and choreographer and have done loads of different types of shows, including operas, ballets and stage musicals, and one of which is Spend, 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 which I'm extremely fond of. We use actor musicians for the show. That means the actors play all the music as well as do all the singing and all the dancing. And the company are absolutely amazing. Why did I choose Spend, Spend, Spend? I asked myself that question a lot. The reason I think I chose it mainly was because I love the music and I love the story and the fact that it's a true story about Viv Nicholson in 1961, who was a pools winner. She won 151,000. That's equivalent to 5 million these days. She didn't really know what to do with, but all she did know was she was going to spend, spend, spend. It's a funny show. It's a comedy as well as being quite dark because you find out how difficult and tough her life was. Viv Nicholson, I have to say, is the most outrageous person I think I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. I love her vivaciousness. She is brassy. She is completely out there. I mean, she has lived some life. I remember her saying that she used to stick her fingers up at people, you know, give them the big V. So, of course, I use that as a motif throughout the entire show, which I think has just been absolutely fantastic. So I took all of her body language into the choreography, which was so much fun. At the theatre on the opening night in Piccadilly Circus, she came on stage to take a bow after the opening night and hoiked her frock up and shook her bum to the audience. It was an absolute delight. So you can tell what sort of night you're going to be in for. Come on down to the Watermill Theatre. I love the place and I know you'll love it too. Everything there is fabulous and tickets are selling like hotcakes. So be quick.